waiting is a hard thing, especially when it's right there in front of you. And if you wanted to, you could touch it, and you could feel it, and you could taste it. I'm making this really easy for you, aren't I? Today is all about seeing something wonderful, experiencing something so sweet and awesome that it might just make you wiggle in your seat in excited anticipation. Because we all want to get close to the one who has drawn us here today. We all want to meet with Jesus. So in a moment, Pam is going to come up and share with us the reading from Luke's passage. And it's not exactly the same as what's in your notice sheet. I'm going to be her prop lady. And it's all about a particular moment. Oh, you moved. You're over there. Don't move. It's all about a particular moment where heaven and earth meet. And promises are fulfilled. And it's where God's plan for knitting back together humanity to himself is revealed. And I don't know about you, but that is exciting. That is really, really exciting. And it is amazing. And I will only use that word once, because I know Pippa Gumbel's been banned to only using it once a day now. It's and awesome and wonderful. Because for two people in this passage, they have been hoping and praying and trusting and believing that this day would come. One of them, Simeon, has had to wait a very, very long time, knowing that it would happen in his lifetime, but he had to be patient. He had to watch, and he had to wait, and he had to listen. The other, Anna, has also spent many decades, most of her life really, in and amongst the people as they went in and out of the temple every day, sharing their prayers, praying for them, and worshipping God passionately, day and night. They both live in a world of patient hope, where suffering has become a way of life. And on this day, they didn't just glimpse or nibble or sense that God is here and that God might have a plan for them and the world. No, on that day, they actually got to see it and recognize it. And then, well, let's hear it all from Pam, shall we? Pam, would you like to come and share?
This reading is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 22 to 40. Thousands of years before Jesus was born, God gave Moses a list of rules. They said that every firstborn son should be brought to the temple to be blessed. So Mary and Joseph took their baby Jesus to Jerusalem. Simeon lived in Jerusalem. He was a good man who prayed every day for his country, Israel. The Holy Spirit had told Simeon that he would not die before he saw the Messiah. The Holy Spirit led Simeon to the temple, where he met Mary and Joseph. He saw their baby son Jesus and took him in his arms. Then, to Mary and Joseph's amazement, Simeon began to praise God for their child. Simeon said, "Master, now you can let me go in peace. I have seen your plan to save the world with my own eyes. Everyone will see what you've done. Your plan will be a light which reveals you to foreign nations and brings glory to Israel." Mary and Joseph were speechless with surprise. Simeon blessed them both. Then he said to Mary, "Although this child will save many, others will be against him. And through how they treat him, God will reveal what people are really like. But your own soul will feel like it's been pierced by a sword." At that moment, an old prophetess called Anna, who prayed and worshipped in the temple day and night, came and joined Mary, Joseph, and Simeon. She also started praising God for Jesus, then began telling people about him, saying that he would save Jerusalem. Having followed all the rules that God had given to Moses, Mary and Joseph went home to Nazareth. Jesus grew up to be strong and wise, and God was pleased with him. This is the word of the Lord.
Sometimes it's really helpful just to have some props, just to give you a visual of what's actually going on with the words. Because we sit here week in, week out, and we hear the words of God, and depending on where you're at and what's going on in your life outside of these walls, you can just sit here and it just washes over you. So it's good every now and again to just mix it up a bit and remember that we're not all audible learners. Some of us are visual learners and some of us are kinetic learners too. So it's really good to do that so that the word of God can dig deep into our lives. So think about that when you're reading your Bible at home. If it just you read one verse and you're fast asleep, then it's a good sleeping pill. But maybe you want to think about another way of engaging with the Word of God. Maybe you need to write it out. Maybe you need to listen to it, somebody speaking it to you. Or maybe you need to come into a place of worship more than once a week just to hear somebody else pouring those words over you. And just think about those things. So what was revealed then? Anybody, what was revealed? What was revealed to you as those words were said this morning? After all that patient waiting and wondering, what was revealed to you this morning in those words, I wonder? Well, simply, Mary and Joseph was revealed to you. They were walking into the temple. And they were dutifully fulfilling their obligation to their Jewish life. And they were rejoicing in the safe arrival of Jesus. It wasn't a baptism, it was a thanksgiving service that they were having. Giving two doves to say thank you to God, as was their custom. But what else was revealed? It was more than just a baby. Think back to the leaders. When you saw those 10 leaders as babies, did it shout out to you, politician, world-renowned tennis player, tech guru? Would you have known if you looked at them as a baby that that's what they were going to be? Did it scream to you? It didn't to me. If I hadn't have known who they were as I was Googling them, I wouldn't have had a clue. Yet as Mary and Joseph walked into the temple, two people who didn't know Mary and Joseph personally, would never have met them socially, knew to be there for a start. And when they saw just this squidgy thing that most looked like the Churchill dog in the advert, as Piers reminded us, they knew that there was something different. Not just a little bit different, not just like, oh, well, that's a cute baby, or, oh, what a lovely gurgly smile. It was something really, really powerfully different from a baby that was 8 days old. They saw a saviour. A saviour was revealed to them. The promised Messiah was presented in a public space for the world to see. And these two people just swooped in out of nowhere. And it's amazing. Why did it have to be two people? Well, if you want it to become legally binding in the Jewish world, you need two witnesses. But God wanted to make sure that forever we were certain. These two witnesses were two completely different people. A man who was a prophet, a woman who was a pastoral carer, and a prayer and a worshipper and a passionate follower of God. Two completely different people, two completely different ways of viewing faith collide together. And they step into this story and they come close. And who is it that they see? They see God in an 8-day-old child. Simeon responds by joyously singing. Amazing. Do we ever come into church and encounter God and just burst into song? I wish we did. It would make the worship team's life a lot easier. When we see God, do we suddenly go, God, you're first, and let your spirit reign, and I'm just going to pour out whatever you are saying to me now so the whole world can hear it in prophecy? Because that's what Anna did, and that's what Simeon did. Simeon starts singing, Anna starts rejoicing, and both of them know that this little person is going to do and be something beyond extraordinary, beyond creation. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. They recognize God is there with them. And that the Messiah who God promised to send has arrived. The time of waiting for them is over. They can grab as many sweeties out of that box as they want to. They don't have to wait any longer. They might have nibbled and sniffed and licked, but they can have it all now. The time of waiting is over. The way forward, the way into hope, into life, is right there. And the people of God get to join in and be part of it all. Both Deborah and I, as we were praying through this week as to what was the most significant thing that God was saying to us to share with you through word and song, the same little portion came to us both. I have seen, says Simeon. I have seen. And he's announced prophetically to all who have ears that will hear what it is that he's seen. And Anna has confirmed it, that he's not mistaken. It's true. Jesus is here and Jesus is the way. God has chosen to bring about his plan to enable us all to know and be close to him alongside Father God. They've seen God in their life that day. And that for them was the best thing ever. Nothing would ever top that experience. Not even 2, 3, or 4 marshmallows. I wonder, have you seen God in your life? Is he present here with you now? Or is he some distant, remote figure that you've heard of, you might know about, but he's not close enough or clearly enough defined for your mind's eye to be able to see. Can you even articulate what it is that you see when you think of God? Some of us can't. It's just too overwhelming. For others, there's just a feeling, a warmth, a sense of knowing. And for others, it's like Simeon experienced, a peace descends. And you just know that it's okay. If this was the last day, then that's okay. Because I've seen God. Being able to come into God's presence is a precious gift. One that can satisfy all wants, needs, desires completely. When you allow yourself to just be with God, spending time to get to know and understand him, then as you inspect and experience, when you question and you poke and pry into the life and activity of God, remembering sometimes, you know, take a step back just so that you can see his glory revealed, then what the psalmist said is true. You get to taste and see that the Lord is good. But there's more to this than just gazing adoringly at a little baby and hoping that the emanating power of God will sort you out and sort out the world and your loved ones. There is a story to belong to. A journey to go on with this Christ child. A maturing and suffering that Simeon points to in his prophecy to Mary. This child is destined to cause the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. Gazing on Jesus, walking with Jesus, is costly. But Luke, the writer of this gospel, wants to draw readers of every age and stage of life into this story, no matter who you are or where you stand in it. You might be stuck back in Christmas Day, staring down at a baby in a manger. You might be years ahead, standing outside an empty tomb on Easter Sunday, wondering where Jesus went. Or you might be right here with me today, standing with Simeon and Anna, rejoicing that God is here. Salvation has come. And God, despite the suffering and pain that is all around, is still here. And that's worth getting excited about. For just as God called Simeon and Anna and Mary and Joseph to join in and get excited with his great plan to save the world and bring heaven and earth back into a right relationship once again, if we are here and he is with us, I wonder where he's calling us and what he's calling us to do for him today.